USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump told a North Carolina rally that he intends to nominate a woman to succeed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87 after a battle with pancreatic cancer.
We said that if for any reason we have a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court, we will fill that vacancy. And by the way, we have plenty of time. There's a lot of time. So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
Two names have come to the forefront, judges Amy Coney Barrett in Chicago and Barbara Lagoa in Atlanta. Barrett is a conservative pro-life Roman Catholic who clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from law school. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show and InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Federal officials intercepted an envelope addressed to the White House that contained the poison ricin, according to law enforcement officials. The letter was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Donald Trump. A preliminary investigation indicated it tested positive for the poison found naturally in castor beans. Federal investigators are working to determine where the envelope originated and who mailed it. The FBI, the Secret Service, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service are leading that investigation. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says close contacts of people with COVID-19 should be tested regardless of whether they have symptoms, reversing their controversial recommendations reportedly over the advice of agency scientists. CDC's testing guidelines now bluntly counsel people who have been within 6 feet of a person with documented infection for at least 15 minutes to get screened immediately. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As the U.S. closes in on 200,000 coronavirus deaths, the crisis is deteriorating across Europe, with Britain working to draw up new restrictions, potentially even bringing back lockdowns, Spain clamping down again in Madrid, and the Czech Republic replacing its health minister with an epidemiologist because of a surge of infections. The chief medical officers of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland all raised the nation's COVID-19 alert from 3 to 4, the second highest level. More than 4,300 new infections were reported today alone, a level not seen since early May. In France, infections reached a record high over the weekend with more than 13,000 new cases in 24 hours. Millions of Americans are in danger of missing coronavirus relief payments of up to $1,200 per individual because of incomplete government records. The Government Accountability Office said that possibly 8.7 million or more individuals who are eligible for the economic impact payments have yet to receive those payments because the IRS and Treasury Department do not have proper records. That was one of a number of findings in the latest GAO report on the handling of the $2.6 trillion in support passed by Congress last spring to cushion the impact from a sharp recession triggered by the global pandemic. The GAO also called on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to do a better job in providing guidance to local schools on when they can safely reopen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.